Nilly smiled endearingly at Blum.
Do we sing a song, Nunk? Sing Wurpel Down Dum.
The old mole chuckled as he patted her velvety head.
You got nigh twisted round your little digging claw, missy. Right, oh, here I go.
Old Uncle Blunt soon had them laughing at his song.
Oh, I know the mole called Wurpel Down Dum. He were a rascal, a villain boy come. And he had the plumpest and fattest old Tom as ever was seen in yon woodland. For breakfast he eated a dozen good pies. They say that his tum were as big as his eyes. He kept his mouth open so he could catch flies. He ate everything in yon woodland. One day as the Wurpel Down Dum lied asleep, he lord o' dark forest came we a girdleep and carried him off forever to keep. Old Wurpel Down in the dark woodland, and all the dead vermins cried, come and see me. Oh, buckle the seasons and lackaday fates. Yon fat mole he's eaten good dark forest gates. Oh, get him back up to me woodlands. He said, I've eaten butterflies, I've eaten bees. I've drink lots of soups and cordials and teas. But gates of dark forest taste just like good cheese. One day I'll go back to those woodlands.
The merriment continued with more songs and dancing until the babes fell to snoring and had to be carried off to their beds. When all was quiet, Tiri struck a more sober note, saying,
Well, Sunflash, I suppose you'll be leaving us soon.
The badger nodded his great golden striped head slowly.
Aye, Tiri, I'll be setting off an hour before dawn.
Deary patted his paw.
You've got to go, friend. You always knew that. We'll think kindly of you and all you did for our families.
Scarlath hopped down from the ledge he always liked to perch on.
Tomorrow will be the start of autumn days. I will stay here a while with you and make cheeses, though I will divide my time between sometimes flying off to watch for Swart Sixclaw, and other times keeping an eye on you, Sunflesh. So, Badger, you may go with a light heart, knowing these families have a protector.
Sunflesh stretched out his heavy paw, running it lightly down Scarlath's plumed back.
What creature ever deserved such a friend as you, my hawk?
He said, his voice trembling audibly. Lully threw her apron up over her face to hide her distress.
Oh, you might you've a good pack of victuals, sir. He won't be hungered on each journey. And my aunt will remind you of his sins.
She and Deary were overcome with tears and they hurried off. Sunflash stretched out both paws to Tiri and Bruff, and they shook firmly, blinking and nodding a lot.
Go to your beds now,
said Sunflash.
I told you I wouldn't leave without saying farewell. So goodbye, Tiri Lingle, and goodbye to you, Bruff Dubbo, my very good friends.
The mole and the hedgehog wiped their eyes and went to their beds.